Take your measurement more than once. Take it twice.
After hours at El Grasso Technical High School in Groton, a small class of men and women is gathered around instructor Robert Morelli to prepare for a hands-on measuring test.
I personally think sometimes calipers are not as accurate as micrometers.
There's a mix of ages and backgrounds here, some unemployed, some career changers, others part-time in college. All know they're lucky to be here.
But I shouldn't have told you all this stuff. You should have figured it out yourself, right?
Groton, of course, prides itself on being the submarine capital of the world. But in truth, the economy here has changed a lot over the years. In the 90s, after the end of the Cold War, shipbuilding declined, and the rise of the casinos meant that blue-collar work in this region shifted from welding and machining to bartending and table game dealing. But now, after the Great Recession, the casinos are struggling with declining revenues and layoffs, and the Navy has doubled down on submarine production, so the shipyard is hiring. But there's a hitch, according to Electric Boat principal engineer Pat Larkin.
What we're finding when we go to interview people is that we're not getting the basic skills required to enter into the manufacturing field.
Larkin says from math competency to handling tools, applicants no longer have what it takes. A new training course is needed, and that meant bringing together local colleges, high schools, the shipyard, and other manufacturers to create an effective, tailored curriculum.
You know, I won't say that in those meetings that there was a little glass being broken and maybe feelings being hurt temporarily.
That's John Beauregard. He's executive director of the Eastern Workforce Investment Board and the moving force behind implementing a $6 million federal grant to create several different approaches to developing this new workforce.
The need to start to rebuild our manufacturing infrastructure required a very devoted effort on behalf of, frankly, all the community residents.
It's a workforce that needs to be recreated.
Marjorie Valentin agrees. She develops workforce and community education at Three Rivers Community College in Norwich, one of the partners in this course. She sees this as a key moment for the region.
Because it's advanced manufacturing, it's a different skill set from the past.
The intention is also that the model that's being developed in this corner of Connecticut could be replicated across the country.
One is the depth of the hole, mark one, right there. With the two grooves, okay, it's two.
Back in class, 24-year-old Monica Bonner says her past employment has been a patchwork.
Everything from driving semis. I drove semis solo across the country. A school bus driver, personal care assistant for a very elderly, very sick woman, retail. I've done reception work, too. I've kind of done whatever.
And now?
It's a big investment in my future to be able to be here. I'm really honored.
29-year-old Jason Barnwell used to work at the casinos in maintenance. Now he's learning one end of a boat from the other and also hoping for a sustainable career.
I don't want to become a machinist, but I will move up the chain. I want to be in the corporate side, get my experience in the trade and then advance through the company.
Robert Morelli, the instructor you heard at the beginning, he knows a bit about that kind of longevity. He worked at Electric Boat for more than 30 years, and he jumped at the chance to come out of retirement to pass on his knowledge.
And I told all those students that, you know, you guys are very fortunate. EB is going to build up right now. They're going to go back to the numbers I worked with, 18,000 people in that shipyard. And that's a blessing for you and your future.
There seem to be plenty who realize it. In the first 6 weeks it was advertised, this course attracted 600 applicants. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.